The Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement was initially designed to rid the Great Lakes of chemicals. In the 1970s, it resulted in the ban of phosphorus in detergents and other consumer products. The ban is widely credited with starting to clean up the lakes. Dennis Shornack is the U.S. chair of the International Joint Commission. He says a lot of new problems have emerged since the agreement was last updated in 1987.
The threats that we have today have changed. One especially important threat is invasive species. Foreign species have disrupted the food chain in the Great Lakes.
Shornack says other issues that need to be addressed include water runoff from streets and farms that contain pesticides and other chemicals, and lakefront development. The U.S. and Canada hope to complete an update of the Great Lakes Protection Agreement in 2006. For the GLRC, I'm Rick Pluta.